Welcome to the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and listen, it's been days since I pleaded with you to get a good VPN and start peeking in on TV from England and Canada and Australia and everywhere else that you can't get into if they think you're from the U.S. And now I'm going to do it again with a review of a frankly impossible show called Gogglebox. Gogglebox is on Channel 4 in the U.K., and frankly, it's indescribable. I mean, it sounds exceedingly silly, I know, even stupid, and you'll probably have a hard time believing it's actually entertaining. But think of it like your first sip of hard liquor, you know, any kind, vodka or bourbon or my beloved single malt scotch. The first taste, you ask yourself, why are you doing this? The second sip, well, wait, maybe there's something worthwhile going on here. Third time, you're hooked for life, if it's the right drink. So trust me on this. Gogglebox is an acquired taste. It's totally British, and it's not for everyone, but it is one of the most popular TV weeklies in the UK, and there's a reason for that. So here's the premise. You choose about a dozen absolutely normal people out there, couples or families, married folks or siblings or best friends, and you don't bring them into the studio, and you don't interview them on camera. No. You go to their houses and you install what I assume to be a very small, unobtrusive, and non-intrusive camera right near their TV. One that's only on for a few hours a day when they're watching specific programs that you producer types have chosen for them that week. And then you take all that footage from all those dozen or more groups and you stitch the best parts of their reactions and comments on, but their experience at watching these shows. And you send it back out into the world in a one-hour program that's almost found footage in a way. Now, you'd think that the result would be just abysmal. Sitting here watching people react to episodes of, Gladiators or Britain's Got Talent or the latest nature documentary from Richard Attenborough. Is he still alive? But in fact, it's entertaining and revealing and just fun. As you learn about these nice, normal people and what their lives are like, what their world is like week after week. The difference between the groups is really kind of amazing. You've got a brother and sister in their mid-20s. You've got three generations of an Indian family, a couple of old settled couples in their 60s and beyond, two sisters who can't stop teasing each other, and two best friends who make the most awful body jokes, and on and on. And no one segment is more than a few minutes long, so you can see the reactions to everything from speeches in Parliament to the season finale of EastEnders to the morning show, and most recently, to the British premiere of Saltburn. Now, you know, maybe you've taken a look at some of the reaction videos on YouTube or the Let's Play shows on things like Twitch, where you sit and watch another person or a couple watch a movie or play a video game. And maybe like me, you thought before you saw them that this were kind of absurd. I mean, sitting watching somebody else watch a movie or play a point and shoot. But you know what? We sit for hours and hours watching other people play football or baseball or even poker. And that seems perfectly acceptable. This is kind of the same thing. And in the case of the Let's Plays or the reaction videos, it's more about the person or people that you're watching than it is about what they're watching, which may be why it's so incredibly popular. And the exact same thing is true of Gogglebox. Every Friday, you get to catch up with your favorite couples or thruples or families or whatever. And we've seen babies born and new pets joining in, and we've seen a couple of them pass away. And you get some truly hilarious and even touching insights into what life is like for them. And weirdly enough, it means something. For instance, watching the various and very real reactions these folks had to the death of their queen and the coronation of their new king was terribly revealing. And I mean terribly, quite literally this time. And they do not hold back at all. Here's a clip from the opening of the show that gives you a taste of how they just make big noises and big gestures in their reactions to what they're seeing.
Roses are red and sometimes they're thorny. When you're not with me, I get really... Where's that? What's that? I haven't finished it off.
Where's the blondes and the gingers?
No, that's offside. She could always get him in the ghoulies, nothing.
No, they wouldn't allow that.
Oh, I'm glad we've had that cleared all.
Oh! Oh, mobility scooter, four-wheeler, not bad.
Oh!
Oh!
Well, I know where that part is because of my chakras.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Never trust a man with rubber gloves on, Jenny, I tell you.
And here, even better, this is the reaction of various groups to one of the key scenes in Saltburn. I'm pretty sure you know which one. It's, you know, the bathtub, you know, bathwater licking scene. The one that everybody talks about. Listen.
Oh, what are we seeing?
What's this? What's going on?
Is Felix having a wank?
Mary, he's soaping himself.
Okay.
Mary. Oliver looks like he likes that.
Oliver's watching this.
Oh. I fucking wouldn't know. I'd be in the bathroom, stood there.
That looks a bit murky, that water. It'll want a swill which shower that bath after.
All right. Night, mate.
Night, mate.
Night, mate. Left the bath there for you, mate.
No.
No!
What's he doing? What's he doing?
Oh,
what's he doing?
What's
he doing?
What's he doing?
He ain't gonna drink it, is he?
No, nah!
Is that his?
Yes.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Oh, he's
sucking it up.
What a slug!
No!
Apparently the water that comes out of your tap has got something like 10 parts per million of semen anyway.
Really? Some of the facts you know you shouldn't share.
No.
You get the idea. I don't think an American version of this show would work at all. Our experience with television and streaming media and cable is just so different now. I think this is a uniquely British experience, but if you're even a little bit of an Anglophile, or maybe even just a little bit of a voyeur, please give in to the siren song, get a damn VPN, and I still recommend NordVPN, but there are plenty out there, and check on Channel 4 for Gucklebox. I can't really explain why exactly, but I bet you enjoy it. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.